Blackstone Audio presents The Sword-Edged Blonde by Alex Bledsoe. Read by Stefan Rudnicki. Chapter 1. Spring came down hard that year, and I do mean hard, like the fist of some drunken pike-poker with too much fury and not enough ale, whose wife just left him for some wandering minstrel, and whose commanding officer absconded with his pay. The thunderstorms alone would be talked about for years, and the floods that followed erased whole towns along the Guzay River. Nature, as always, had the last word. I worked in a small town in Muscodia back then, out of an office above a dockside tavern, located on the Guzay, midway between the capital city of Sevlo and the border town of Pima. Nasida was a place you stopped when you weren't in a hurry, for a drink, dinner, or quick companionship. Only about 300 people lived there, but at any one time the transients tended to double that population. The money that flowed into town didn't stay there, though, so Nasida always looked run down and disreputable. It was a good place for someone like me, a private sword jockey with a talent for discretion, to quietly ply his trade. Clients liked coming to a small town where they could pass unrecognized. Some days were lucrative, most were not, but it all evened out at the end. The flood and its aftermath had essentially shut Nasida down, and that had created a crisis of conscience among the population. Suddenly a bunch of bottom-feeding strangers had to act like an actual community, and it was amusing to watch people interact who normally wouldn't. Whores and moon priestesses did laundry together.